I've always struggled with finding time to manage my finances. At the end of a busy week, the last thing I want to do is spend time budgeting all of my expenses or tracking down customer service teams to cancel old subscriptions I no longer use. But now I use Rocket Money, and it does all that for me. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so you can grow your savings. Stop wasting money on the things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Washington Post. That's rocketmoney.com/Washington Post.
Michael, turn on the lights.
Emily, buy me more deodorant.
Andrew, set a timer for 15 minutes.
Martine, play the podcast post reports.
I've never really thought about it before, but it would be weird if there was a robotic speaker that had my name. If people went around all day giving out commands like, Martine, what time is it? Martine, order the groceries. But for so many people around the world, that is exactly their experience. And they feel like no one is listening. From the newsroom of The Washington Post, this is Post Reports. I'm Martine Powers. It's Monday, December 27th. Today, we've got a story about the Amazon Echo and its wake word, Alexa. And a warning that this episode discusses self-harm and language that might not be suitable for children. Also, listeners nearby a smart speaker, that device will likely be triggered throughout this episode. Alexa Juliana Ard is a foreign video editor for The Post, and she's been reporting about how smart speakers can negatively affect people like her.
I want you to go back to 2014, to about this time of year when all the online shopping gears up before the holidays. Imagine it's in November. You open your email and see an article from TechCrunch about this new home device called an Amazon Echo.
Amazon surprised everyone today and launched a new hardware product called Echo.
It's a smart speaker from Amazon that's a personal assistant. You can look up anything online, play music, and turn on your lights, all with your voice.
It can do things like answer questions, where answers are generated from Wikipedia.
To do all these things, the device's artificial intelligence needs to be woken up. So Amazon gives this AI a name you can call it. And here's the crazy thing. It's your name.
How many feet are in a mile?
Buy more deodorant.
It's weird. Maybe you feel a little flattered. But this is just the next tech gadget. It probably won't last. Amazon just tried launching a phone a couple months ago, and it wasn't going well.
The Fire Phone tries to be fun and delightful, but too often it's just complicated.
Then time passes. You visit a friend's place for a dinner party, and you introduce yourself.
Sorry, I didn't get that.
They use your name to tell it to shut up. Your friend asks to call you by a nickname or your last name, or just as they who shall not be named. More time passes. The Amazon Echo isn't fading, but getting more popular, adding more features. You have a meeting at work. People go around the table introducing themselves. A guy says your name, and then in monotone says,
"How's the weather outside?"
You start using a different name when ordering food. It's not worth hearing the same realization, the same jokes, again and again.
Play my favorite song.
Turn on the TV.
How many feet are in a mile?
How many feet are in a mile?
How many feet are in a mile?
You start to think, maybe it's something you've done, because there's no way everyone could be so committed to this joke. Eventually, you can't help but take it personally. All these things really happen to these people.
So my name's Alexa Jade Morales.
I'm Alexa Liu.
Alexa Kaniram.
Dr. Alexa Haggerty.
Alexa Capelli.
They live around the world, Mexico, Europe, the United States.
Alexa Garcia.
I'm obviously Alexa.
My name is Dr. Alexa Spence.
Older women, younger women, girls as young as 3 years old.
Talk to her. Alexa.
And since I'm an Alexa as well, I know how it feels. You can't escape it, and it's the same joke. Commanding a female to perform tasks. Over and over. It really takes a mental toll on you.
I'm Alexa. I share this name with lots of amazing people.
I heard so many touching stories about what Alexa's experienced. And even if a few brushed it off, it always seemed to be life-altering. And I'm going to get into that soon. But first, I think it's really telling to go back to 2012 and look into the story of how Amazon's Alexa was created.
Our vision was that in the long term, it would become the Star Trek computer.
This is Jeff Bezos talking at a 2016 Washington Post live event.
You could ask it anything and ask it to do things for you, ask it to find things for you, and that it would be easy to converse with in a very natural way.
So in 2012, Amazon was far behind Google and Apple in this voice assistant technology. Apple bought Siri in 2010 and developed it in their iPhones.
I'm just a humble virtual assistant.
Jeff Bezos, who also owns the Washington Post, became very interested in the project. And the Echo project started small, but quickly grew. They needed to gather the data to have a reliable voice recognition system.
There are probably more than 1,000 people working on Echo and Alexa.
It was really very involved. So whenever Jeff Bezos is involved in anything, everybody is completely focused.
That's Ahmed Bouzid. He worked on the Alexa project team before it was offered to the general public in June 2015.
We really had a feeling that this was a historical thing that we were doing. We were ushering in a new era, the era of smart voice bots that enable folks to do things that they couldn't do before.
Ahmed's team needed to build a device that could decipher words spoken to it from across the room and process words as they were being said to speed up the device's response time.
And very challenging from a technical point of view.
You know, you can see how one can spend 40-hour days doing this, day in and day out. Don't worry about it not being perfect. Launch it. You know, we're going to get feedback, and then you'll continue to take that feedback and then make it better and improve it and so on. So that was sort of the ethos, yeah.
And in 2014, they did it. They made a device that could recognize basic commands, like what time is it? And what's the capital of Croatia?
The capital of Croatia is Zagreb.
Now they needed a command to wake up the machine from its sleep mode. Voice engineers told me that ideally the command should be 3 syllables, so it's unique enough not to be easily triggered. You can hear this in "Hey Google" and "Hey Siri."
You need to make sure that the wake word has enough power, they have enough signal in them. It should be 3 syllables.
The idea was to make the command a name in order to humanize the voice assistant. Bezos first wanted the voice assistant to be called Jacqueline after his mother. That was rejected because the name was too harsh sounding. Then the name Samantha was floated around. This was inspired by the TV character in Bewitched, who wiggled her nose to perform magic. Finally, they settled on Alexa. After the Library of Alexandria in ancient Egypt. The name also has a nice X sound that's easy for a machine to pick out.
The distinct sound of the name ensures I only hear requests when spoken to.
So that was it. Users would be giving commands to a female assistant by default, like Siri on Apple devices. This shows big tech has blind spots, especially for how things play out in the real world.
After the break, we hear about the very real consequences of this wake word on people's lives. We'll be right back.
I've always struggled with finding time to manage my finances. At the end of a busy week, the last thing I want to do is spend time budgeting all of my expenses or tracking down customer service teams to cancel old subscriptions I no longer use. But now I use Rocket Money, and it does all that for me. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so you can grow your savings. Stop wasting money on the things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Washington Post. That's rocketmoney.com/Washington Post.
Now, Amazon states that you can simply change the wake word to Echo, Amazon, Computer, and most recently, Ziggy. But it's more complicated than that. One of the people I interviewed, Alexa W., found that you can change the wake word on Amazon Echo speakers, Kindles, Fire tablets, and the Echo Show. But she found that there are over 700 products from companies that partner with Amazon that have the Alexa wake word built in, meaning there's no way to change the wake word. Amazon confirmed that there are hundreds of products like this: Sonos speakers, Facebook portals, and vehicles from Toyota to GMC. And Amazon stated that they are looking for ways to expand wake word options for these products. But the name and the device are becoming more and more tied together and becoming more popular.
According to CNET.com, Amazon claimed there were hundreds of millions of Alexa-enabled devices.
And most of the millions of users across the world won't likely change the default wake word. The name is all over commercials, billboards, and merchandise.
What do you think people did before Alexa?
Alexa, turn the temperature down.
Alexa, play our dance playlist.
Your playlist.
Nice. Dance. This is the new Buick?
I think you mean the new Alexa.
Alexa just gets more and more bound to the product.
Alexa, set the temperature at home to 71 degrees.
God, missed it again.
Alexa, rewind 10 seconds.
It feels like something that's become part of the culture.
Alexa.
Alexa, one more game.
Can you pause time?
Let's just enjoy the moment.
Alexa, play the song that goes Valerie.
From Social Security data, we know that there are over 125,000 people named Alexa in the U.S. over the last 100 years.
According to the Social Security Administration, the name Alexa grew in popularity throughout the 1990s and 2000s, peaking in 2015, when 6,052 females in the United States were named Alexa. That's almost one in every 300 baby girls born.
Then, as the Amazon Echo became more popular, the name took a nosedive.
In 2020, there were 1,272 females given the name Alexa, which represents 0.073% of the total female births in 2020.
So I spoke to 28 Alexas to hear about their lives since Amazon made their name a wake word command.
I'm Alexa Grzynski.
I am Alexa McClain.
So my name is Alexa Watson.
They all experience Amazon devices getting triggered.
Yeah.
So yeah,
yeah.
That thing would stop playing music, and it was annoying, and it would just go off.
People try to call them by a different name.
He said, okay, well, I'm going to call you Al because I don't want to set off my little round thing in the corner.
They all deal with constant jokes and commands.
Alexa, what is the weather outside? Alexa, play this.
When you introduce yourself, you're just kind of waiting for it. You're like, when are they going to say it? What joke are they going to make? Are they going to make me turn on the air conditioning or something?
Sometimes the jokes and commands get to be sexual in nature.
Alexa sending nudes. They thought it was funny. Everyone's like, Alexa, give me a job. Alexa, give me a job. Just like sexual stuff like that.
Some women I spoke to said they could shoulder it or try to find a way to cope. A few were indifferent to the attention. But then when I asked them about the Alexas who are children, they stopped to think for a second.
If I was a young child and I'm in classes with other peers and they're just making jokes, I feel like maybe I would feel a little embarrassed by my name. I can see that.
There's this one story that really sticks with me. It's from a mother in England. We'll call her Heather. She named her daughter Alexa.
So she was born in 2007. So she will have been, seven? We went to a restaurant and they had a table magician going around the restaurant. And he was asking the girls what their names were. And he said, oh, I've got one of you at home. And I said, you know, kind of, what's that supposed to mean? It made me feel angry and confused as to how he made the correlation between a human being and a machine, you know, a digital servant, and how that would have made a child feel for him to say that to her.
Fast forward a few years. Alexa is 12, and the device and brand is everywhere.
It was relentless. The bullying, the comments, belittling by the teachers. But it was the walking home from school, which was the worst thing, you know, being bullied in the street, being commanded in the street by older kids, gangs of kids. And, it, you know, she was coming home in tears frequently. She completely closed down. She withdrew from her friendship groups. She just withdrew from everything. She stopped going to all her extracurricular activities. I mean, the school said to me that she needs to build resilience. But how do you build resilience against abuse from the world? How do you fight the world? Because that's how it feels. And she locked herself in her wardrobe in her bedroom and told me that she was going to kill herself. We're no stranger to suicide in our family. So for her to make that comment was really, really serious. It was really weighted. So for a long time after that, I was afraid to even open a bedroom door because I didn't know what I was going to find. We did a lot of soul searching, and we just said, look, how do you want to deal with this? Because she was 13. She had a say in this.
Heather moved Alexa to a different school and legally changed her daughter's name to Alexandra.
And she's flourishing now. However, I am nervous often. You know, she has to cross paths with a lot of kids from her old school when she's walking to school, walking home from school. So it's a constant state of anxiety and worry while she's going through her teenage years as to how that's going to affect her, because, you know, scratch the surface with her and it's there and it's raw.
I can relate to feeling like I have to go by another name. Outside of work and family, I often go by my middle name, Juliana. Other Alexas do the same.
And then when I was about 17 is when I started going by Harlow.
Now I typically go with Lex.
I was Alexa when I was little and people be rude to my name, so I changed it.
My name used to be Alexa, but now I'm called Alexandra.
People are changing their names because they don't want their kids to feel ashamed of who they are. They're scared.
I reached out to Amazon to try to talk to someone at the company. An Amazon representative provided the following statement. Bullying of any kind is unacceptable, and we condemn it in the strongest possible terms. We designed our voice assistant to reflect qualities we value in people, being smart, considerate, empathetic, and inclusive.
As an alternative to Alexa, we offer several other wake words customers can choose from, including Echo Computer, Amazon, and Ziggy. We value feedback from our customers, and as with everything we do, we will continue to look for ways to offer them more choice in this area.
I know some people think it's superficial or unimportant, but it's so fixable. And you can make so many people feel a lot better, especially young girls and how they perceive themselves. Online groups like Alexa is a Human and Human Alexas write emails to Amazon, spread awareness on social media, and create a community for Alexas and their loved ones. Parents in the groups have appealed directly to Bezos through letters, but nothing has changed so far. They're concerned that it will take an Alexa harming themselves for Amazon to finally listen and make a change.
I think it would take, like everything else we've seen in this culture, people are sitting, ignoring the problem until some disaster happens. A girl commits suicide, called Alexa, goes into the headlines. And then all of a sudden it snowballs into something that they just cannot contain with their usual non-statement.
This is Ahmed again, the engineer who worked on the Alexa product team.
Or for some reason, Jeff Bezos, even if nothing happens, Jeff Bezos decides that, you know, I think you guys need to change this thing because this noise here is just not worth it. And I'm thinking two steps ahead, he might say, and I don't want to get into that situation. And he gives the order, and hey, lo and behold, it happens within 3 weeks.
Ahmed is now actually working with advocacy groups to drop Alexa as a wake word. These are groups like Alexa is a Human, Human Alexas, and the I Am Alexa Alliance. He says changing the wake word from the technical side is very easy to do.
Very trivial, totally trivial, absolutely trivial, right? Now, what is not trivial, obviously, is all the branding that they've done, you know, talk about Alexa, 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 right? People know about Alexa. My thought is if they were smart about this, they could turn it to their advantage by showing that they actually did something very, very difficult. You know, you can frame it as very difficult, which was to change the technology and to rebrand. And we're doing this because we have, the customer's interest.
He says he wants the technology to thrive.
Completely selfishly, I don't want this technology to go sideways, right? I want this to go mainstream and stay mainstream. And these issues that prop up are unnecessary, they distract.
In other words, he wants this wake word issue to go away, because the technology is helpful, especially for people who are elderly or disabled.
I can help with morning activities, relaxation, education, entertainment, health and fitness, and more.
At its core, technology should help people, not hinder them. And if there are unintentional consequences, address them.
We're moving into a world where the technologies that these companies are launching have an impact on our well-being, our mental well-being and our psychological well-being, right? And I think we're still very, very immature when it comes to taking these companies to task or putting them on notice that they need to make sure that what they deliver is healthy.
Alexa Juliana Ard is a foreign video editor for The Post. This episode was produced, scored, and mixed by Bishop Sand. That's it for today's episode of Post Reports. Thanks for listening. I'm Martine Powers. We'll be back tomorrow with more stories from The Washington Post.
I don't understand. I didn't quite get that.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.